Illegal alien indicted for killing Pierce Corcoran after already being deported. By John Binder on May 8, 2019. The illegal alien accused of killing 22-year-old Pierce Corcoran in Knoxville, Tennessee, has been indicted on criminally negligent homicide charges but will likely never face trial because he has already been deported from the United States. A Knox County grand jury indicted 44-year-old illegal alien Francisco Eduardo Franco Cambrani on criminally negligent homicide charges in the killing of Corcoran, who died as a result of a crash caused by the illegal alien just days before New Year's Eve. Despite the indictments, Franco Cambrani is likely never to face a criminal trial in Tennessee because federal immigration officials have already deported him to his native Guatemala. Last month, Angel mom Wendy Corcoran told Breitbart News that her son's killer being deported was bittersweet because it mostly solidified that they would never see justice for their son, brother, and loved one. Now he's returned home to his family, and it's kind of a hard thing because our son is forever separated from us, Wendy told Breitbart News. It's opened our eyes. In response to the indictment, Pierce's brother, who runs a Twitter account dedicated to Pierce's memory, wrote that there will not be justice for his family. This is what you call too little too late, Pierce's brother wrote. Thanks for nothing, American judicial system, you don't work for your own people. Since Pierce's killing, in April, a 55-year-old illegal alien is wanted for the hit-and-run death of 52-year-old Debbie Burgess in Knoxville, as Breitbart News reported. Likewise, an illegal alien fugitive has been added to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency's most wanted list for killing 37-year-old mother Shira Branham in Jonesboro, Tennessee. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.